Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Sunshine Train with Friends. I'm Tyler, that's Lindsay, that's Jody, and that's Stacy. Oh my god, I told her not to do it and she did it anyway.
This shit bossy.
I fucking hate you. Oh my god.
You need to stop saying that word so much.
You need Jesus.
I feel like bossing is such a fun word instead of other slang words.
What does it even like mean?
Well, that what?
Like, what is the actual definition?
I don't know, but I just know bussing means lit. I was like, oh, this shit lit.
I thought she was saying you busting. Like, I don't know.
Busting.
Yeah, you busting.
Busting.
Busting the gut.
You could tell I've been laughing. Majority of my time has been on TikTok.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We've been new.
Yeah, we've been new.
Yep.
We've been new! I'm gonna put this on my credit card. Oh yeah, our topic today is going to be taking trips, and I am actually in the process of paying for a trip right now that me and Jody are going to take.
Yo, we're gonna be podcasting timing. Together in Florida!
What? Oh yeah, that's right. We would probably have to like reschedule that.
Wait, what are we rescheduling?
Like when you guys are on vacation.
We can record while we're in our hotel.
Yeah, and Bitu could join as our guest.
I mean, we could. I don't mind it. interesting.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
It'll maybe.
That would be really weird.
It'd be funny though.
Yeah,
it would be fun. You guys would have to share a mic, though.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. I'm sure I'll have to listen to Jody's chewing up close. It'll be great.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
I'll bring a snack just for that. What's our topic, Mr. Krabs? Traveling?
I told you what our topic was, goddammit.
Well, you're the host. Start it up.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with my theoretical trip that nobody will fucking take with me, which pisses me off to no end.
I already know what this is.
Oh yeah, Stacy knows this because she was invited, but she's no longer invited on this trip.
Good. I didn't want to go.
Yeah, I know, and it makes me sad because nobody will go with me.
Is it the haunted house kind of thing?
I wanted to do a ghost tour of haunted places in the United States.
Of course.
So, my first pick of travel, do a ghost tour of haunted places in the United States.
Oh my god.
But nobody wants to go with me because everybody is scared.
Yeah.
And I would just like to preface, I don't want to take this trip and whip out a fucking Ouija board or anything. I just want to go and, like, witness history and ghosts.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
You don't want to go to Salem and see, like, the place where all the witch trials happened?
No.
Why not? It's sick.
You know, I don't want to get possessed or some history. Like ghost shit sticking on my shoulders, but like, hey, what's up? How's life?
Hey, what's up?
it's interesting because it's also like all historical, so it's not just for ghosts. You learn a lot of history.
You know what it is?
What?
I also am really not interested in history.
What? I'm not interested in most history. Like, political history can absolutely suck it. But
honestly, I feel like, especially American history, I'm just kind of like, eh.
Why? There's some fascinating shit.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because, like, we were forced to learn it for, like, so many years in school. I'm just like, eh, whatever.
Well, not only that, they also taught you in the most mundane fucking way possible.
That is true. That
they also
help.
Taught you that, like, oh yeah, like fucking we won. I mean, the winners tell history, that's for sure. But
yeah.
Fucking, you know, they left a lot of interesting shit out, you know?
Oh yeah.
And if you go to the places and, like, you know, you see it.
Yeah.
I feel like you get like a more like spiritual experience. I'm not talking about ghosts. I'm talking about like actually like
Hey, I'm sure you do.
I have a perfect place for you. You know, you like ghosts, you like history, fucking shit. Come to Saipan.
I said I want to go.
Literally, I feel like you would love Saipan.
Yeah, love. I like I love island stuff too. Like Kauai was awesome when I went.
Kauai?
Yeah. No, Hawaii, the fucking island.
You said Kauai, and I was like, what?
I said Hawaii with an H. The island.
I heard Kauai, man. I was like, what?
I heard Kauai too.
Yeah! Well, if I said Kauai, I didn't mean Kauai.
Isn't there an island like in Hawaii though? That's basically called like Kauai.
No, it's not called Kauai. Is it?
No.
No, like they're like, oh, Kauai. Okay. Yeah. That's the one that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, let me look up the island. But it's
Because there's a lot of different
islands. Oh, there is one called Kauai.
Really?
Kauai. Yeah. Kauai.
Which is how's it spelled? Scary.
It's Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I don't think it's pronounced Kauai.
Kau?
I think it's Kau. 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 Kauai.
I think Lindsay's pronunciation sounded right.
What did you say, Lindsay?
Kauai?
Kauai.
Yeah.
But it's not like Kauai. It's like Kauai.
Yeah. I think it's just short. Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Also, why are we all like...
I know, I hear...
echoing.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I don't hear echoing.
I hear an echo. It's a special effect. Echo.
Special effects.
Ooh, spooky. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not having that problem. I don't know what you guys are fucking talking about. No. Unless, is it me?
No, it's not you.
You're like the only one that isn't echoing for some reason.
Oh, nice.
What in the world?
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
If I'm not hearing it on my end, I'm assuming. I hope I don't want to edit an echo out.
Casper.
No, Casper, the friendly ghost. But yeah, Salem's up there for where I want to go. I would love to visit a bunch of, like, I don't know, historical places and such. I know I want to go to that fucking ghost museum in Florida.
There's a ghost museum?
Oh. Yeah. So there's a scary, spooky ghost museum, and it's in the Keys, and that's totally why I wanted to go to the Keys, and I said we should go to the Keys.
That's why. I thought you wanted to, like, relax on the beaches and stuff.
I do! I want to relax on the beach by day, and I want to go to the fucking ghost museum at night.
Well, I'll stay home.
Lindsay, will you do a ghost tour with me?
At nighttime?
No, we could do it in the daytime.
Okay, maybe in the daytime.
Okay, deal. Yeah. Cool. Okay, how about
the car, man? I'll stay in the car. Yeah.
God,
no, Jody, we'll go somewhere else while they do that.
But Stacy, you need someone to, like, you know, if someone, like, I don't know, ghost fucking chases them or some shit, you gotta get the car engine running, you know? Or you could just ditch them and just, okay.
I can't believe you leave me to die.
So I'm on standby. What are you doing?
Me?
Jody? Yeah.
Well, I'm just in the car, man. You know, I gotta get that engine running in case, I don't know, man. You know what, let's just go do something else. Fuck this.
Oh my god.
Let's get gelato. How about that?
But okay, aside from ghosts, I would like to take a trip outside of the US because I still haven't been.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And I think my first location that I chose is definitely Italy. I want to go there.
Italy. Oh, yeah.
Give me that authentic fucking pizza, please.
Oh my god.
And the gelato.
And gelato, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And also I would like to
the pasta.
Yes. I want to go to the boot.
Ratatouille.
I want to go.
That's France.
Yeah, Ratatouille.
Oh.
Ratatouille. You fucking suck. Yeah. It's okay because an Italian Pixar movie is coming out soon.
Oh, Luca.
Yeah.
Oh,
Luca. Really? Oh, yeah, Luca.
Oh, is that
one looks really cute.
The character designs are so cute.
They're really fun. Yeah. I like how different they look.
Yeah, they look like little, like, they look like Leica characters, but, like, less, you know, stop motion.
I kind of see what you mean.
Yeah, the style reminds me of it.
Mm.
Yeah, aside from that, that's pretty much it. I definitely want to go to Turkey at some point to, like, stay with people.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm not, like, I just want to go everywhere. I want to travel everywhere.
That sounds lovely.
And my grandma would, like, tell me... It is tiring and I love it. But my grandma time. my grandma was telling me stories of when she went on like her outside the US trips, and she would travel with like seasoned travelers who were like 60 years old.
Dang.
And they just like, they were so like into it that they would like, they would do this thing that I thought was hilarious, where they would like they would pack a bunch of shit that they knew that they weren't, that they were like gonna throw away by the end of the trip. So like, you know when you have like shitty clothes that are like on the brink of dying, they would like purposely pack shit like that, and then when it was time to leave and go somewhere else, they would just throw it away.
Oh my god.
So like, oh yeah, I'll take my shitty underwear and then I'll just throw it away in the hotel so I have less to carry home.
See, like, I feel like I can't travel like that, because if I'm going somewhere like really far, I want to, you know, like, I want to take pictures and like look nice so I remember that. I don't want to look like a piece of garbage in, like, every photo that I look at.
Well, you see, I don't think it was, like, necessarily, like, all their clothes were like that. I just think, like, maybe they would bring, like, stuff like that, like, maybe to sleep in, and then they would toss it. Or they would bring, like, deodorant that was, like, running out. So they would, like, use the last of it on the trip and then throw it away.
Okay.
But they would still bring, like, cameras and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they would pack light with, like, everything else. Because one, it's cheaper, and two, it's frustrating to have so many bags.
True.
That's me, the lady with all the bags.
I'll tell you what, when I go on the Sarasota trip, I'm bringing a carry-on and that's it.
Oh,
you know what? Nice. Yeah, man, why are you bringing a fucking check-in luggage, bro?
Yeah, I'll bring my iPad, my phone, like, what else do I need? Clothes.
Clothes.
Clothes, money, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Chargers, toiletries.
Bitch, I will bring a tiny bottle of toothpaste. Yeah. My little baby toothbrush. I will bring my deodorant. I'll bring makeup, and that's it.
Sunscreen.
No, I don't burn.
Okay.
What do I look like?
Tell that to the sun.
Bitch, you know, the only time, I've only been burnt like 3 times in my whole life.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. And one time I had sun poisoning, and I was literally the most dramatic son of a bitch of my life.
Oh my god.
Well, because here's the thing. We were, like, sitting out, and we were tanning, and it was cold out. Like, it was cold. It was, like, prom weekend. And it was, like, kind of cold. It was kind of cloudy, but we were, like, desperate to have a good prom weekend. So we sat out, and we tried to tan. And then we went home, and we all had the worst sunburn I've ever seen in my life. And it was cloudy. Like, how does that even... I guess the
UV is
high. Yeah, the UV was really high that day, but it was cloudy as shit, so we were just cold and sunburnt.
Oh.
So uncomfortable. Anyway, who wants to go next?
You popcorn.
Oh my god! okay, fine. Jody, you go.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, you.
Me?
Oh shit, I forgot something. You guys keep talking, I'll be right back. It'll be like 2 seconds.
Oh, she's gone. Okay. Anyways, I'm kidding. Man, you know, I was talking about this with my close friend from Saipan, and then we were like reminiscing the old days, and you know what? Yeah, I took the island life for granted, and honestly, the number one place I want to go back is the island, Saipan.
Well, but like, what about places that you've never been to before?
Oh, for places I've never been to.
Yeah, like just, you know, a new experience.
I want to,
like,
go to Iceland.
Exciting. Iceland. Ooh, okay.
Iceland or New Zealand. New Zealand, because I want to see like the Samoans, like their traditional like culture and everything, because I had a pastor in my college, he was actually from New Zealand, he was Samoan. He's so fucking tall. He's like 190 centimeters. That's like what? I don't know feet. But he was like really tall. And he was like from Samoa. He's like, okay, guys, like he was a pastor. He's really nice. He's like, okay, guys, I will show you my Samoan, my culture, my home dance. And he actually like showed us the dance. And then I was like really shook. I was like, that is so cool, because the dance, like the Samoan dance that he did, was so much similar to the island dance, but it's completely different. Like the Samoan dance felt like very powerful. He was very confident, powerful, and kind of felt like encouraging, you know. And other people around him was like really like, holy cow, that is amazing, like, you know. Yeah, I kind of want to go to New Zealand, and I actually want to see like the Samoan dances and the cultures.
Yeah,
and everything.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool.
That's definitely like a unique reasoning, I feel. Because
take me with you.
Yeah, like, like New Zealand is also like one of those places that is pretty high on my list, but yeah. I don't have sentimental reasonings like that. It's more like I've seen photos, I've like, you know, just the typical stuff. Like, it just looks really nice and
honestly, luscious. You don't really need like a good reason to want to go anywhere. Like, you just be like, I want to go. That's it.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like it's either New Zealand or Iceland. New Zealand also has like really good like what's it called? Scenery kind of stuff. They also have flying puffer fishes, I think they do.
Yeah, because I feel like New Zealand especially, the environment is just so different from any place that I've like been to before. So I feel like it would just be really refreshing.
Yeah.
To be in that type of scenery. I bet the air is incredible there.
Oh man, yeah.
I just know smog my entire life.
Mm-mm. Yeah. That's why I want to go New Zealand. I want to see all that, experience it. I feel like that could be, I don't know, life-changing. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then,
I can definitely see that.
Sure, yep. And I also want to go to Iceland. I really hate the fucking cold. But I want to go to Iceland and experience, like, what's it called? The night and the day shifts, you know? It's very different. I want to try their food. I want to see, like, the scenarios and stuff. I feel like that'd be, like, really cool experience, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's about it. Those are the places.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, I mean, that's about it. I mean, those are the places, like, if I had to choose that I haven't been, but I want to go. Those are the places.
Nice.
Nice. Nice.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I feel like the number one thing I miss is driving by the sunset. Like, that's like a ratio of like orange, yellow, pink, and blue kind of like sky cloud area. Driving by with the sun going down. And you could driving by the beach, and you could feel the salty air, you know. I kind of miss that.
This is Saipan?
Yep. Yeah, me and my bitch, we would always, we would always, like, in high school, because, like, we didn't have, like, much to do, so we would always drive by the sunset by the beach. And open our window, just like smell in the salty air from the ocean. It was really nice. It's like one of the memories that really stuck to me and what inspired my thesis and my art shit. But yeah.
Your art shit.
Art shit. Your art shit.
My art shit. But yeah. That's about it. I mean, that's about it. If it's like some place that I want to kind of go to space. How about that?
Well, you know, they're making, like, a space hotel right now.
No fucking way!
Yeah, that's serious.
Oh my god.
And you know what? It's so more affordable than I thought it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's only, like, $1 million.
Okay, you know
what? Okay, but look. As opposed to how much I thought it was going to be, it's more affordable than I was expecting it to be. Because I thought it was going to be like, oh yeah, it's going to be like $50 million to just stay in this hotel. Like, $1 million, that's more. I mean, yeah, I got to win the lottery, but like, like, still.
Honestly, I feel like space would be really nice, you know, just like a really cool experience. But then my motion sickness, I'm going to die, so no.
Bitch, there's no motion sickness in space.
You know the afters, like, effects after you come back to the Earth, you're just like, dead.
The fuck are you talking about? You've never even been outside of Earth. And why are you saying, oh, you know? No, I don't know.
Yeah, unfortunately, none of us have experience.
Oh. true.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I don't know. I saw this thing, like, and after you go to space and you come back from space, like, all the...
Who said that?
Get, the gravity, you know?
I like how you talk about this, like, oh, yeah, I heard this from, like, a friend the other day. She just came back from space.
She's like, really can I talk to this friend?
This friend named Bob, you know? Oh, Bob.
Doesn't it, like, it just takes a little bit to get readjusted, right?
But yeah. It's not... I feel like I'm not impossible. Ready for that. I mean, that's about it.
Wow.
Some deep fucking shit.
Space.
I know, space.
Was not expecting to hear space.
I mean, it's legitimate.
Or, you know, the deep part of Mariana's Trench, the darkest.
Yeah, you fucking have fun with that. I don't want to dive. I don't want to be on a boat. I don't want to do any of that shit.
Oh my god, yeah. I do not do well with boats.
Oh, I died.
I wouldn't even go on a cruise, honestly.
Yeah.
You get seasick?
I get hella seasick.
Oh wow, do you Stacey? Do you? Really? Do you?
Oh my god.
What? Ooh, what
of course you do. Of course you get seasick.
What is this?
No,
this is hostile nature.
You know the thing where like the same person? Yeah. Of course you get seasick.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, I get so seasick that me and my mom were on a kayak once.
Oh no.
And there was a slight little dip in the waves, and me and my mom were like, we're going to fucking die.
Oh no.
Oh, and then we slowly paddled back.
I don't know if I'm that seasick.
No, I'm that seasick. Like, it's that bad.
I, like, one time I went parasailing and I got I felt kind of nauseous, like, while we were riding the boat to the, I don't know, deep waters, I guess. Yeah, because you have to, like, ride a boat pretty far out and then you take turns with, like, whoever else is, like, there doing it. And then it's fine when you get strapped in and then, you know, you go up into the air.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. Like, I felt totally, you know, good. But then the moment that we get back, like, in the boat and we start moving, I'm just like, oh, no.
Oh, oh no. Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's why I can't go, like, fishing because,
You know, I'm so jealous of people who doesn't get motion sickness or seasick like that.
I know.
Fucking lucky.
I sometimes still get, like, motion sickness in the car.
Oh, God.
Mm.
Yeah. If it's, like, a really long car ride. I don't even have to be, like, looking at anything. I just, like, feel sick. And I'm like, wow, I'm a baby.
No, you're good. Like, ah, that one time with that, your friend, Ty. Oh, my God.
What friend? Oh my god, my ex friend.
I thought I was gonna die.
Oh yeah, that girl I don't talk to anymore. Yeah. Well, I said I could drive, but she's like, no, I'm the best driver. And I'm like, girl, you're not. But like,
worst fucking driver. I thought I was gonna throw up in her car.
You know, I tried to tell her, like, we had like a whole thing about that before where I was like, look, I get really car sick in your car. And she was like, what do you mean? I'm a great driver. And I'm like, literally, Jody and Christian were dying on the last trip.
Oh my god.
And she's, but like, she was that type of person where it's like, oh, you guys are all crazy and I'm the only one who's right. And that's why I don't talk to her.
Oh my god. That's annoying.
You know,
I was like, okay, whatever you say. Everybody's telling you that you were car sick, but I guess
I was
it's
so
fine.
Close of throwing up in her car. Like,
you just shut up.
You know, I should have. You know, I should have. Christian was holding me back. And I was like, in the back,
you sat in the front on the way back, right?
Huh?
You sat in the front on the way back.
No,
right?
I was in the back, girl. I was like, Christian was like,
you
should have
fucking said
you
something.
Were sleeping. I was like fully awake, eyes open, like I'm about to throw up any second. And if I do, it's not my fault.
Oh my god. Yikes.
That was a fun trip to Ocean City, though.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Not the car ride, but yeah, overall.
Well, everything else was fun.
Yeah.
The pizza was good.
Oh yeah, the pizza, holy shit. Oh my god.
Yeah, you're car sick, but you got out and you're like, I'll take pizza.
I'll take pizza.
God damn it, this is the most I've ever charged to my credit card in my life.
$400?
It was like $385.
Oh, that's not bad. At least you'll get credit, you know?
Yeah, get my credit. Get my credit.
Anyways, Lindsay, you want to tell about your places you want to go?
Okay. Well, for me, I guess the number one place I want to go to... Because I was supposed to go there last year for the first time ever was Japan. Yeah. I was supposed to go to Japan, but I didn't.
Do you think you'll go after COVID?
Let's yeah, I want to, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, you definitely should. It's your birthright, just like yeah, Thai and Italia.
Italia. Well, I mean, it's only like 40% of my birthright. Well, maybe 50? 50 question mark? I don't know. I'm a
but for Lindsay, it's like 100%. She's full blood Japanese.
Are you full Japanese? Blood? Really?
Yeah.
Dang! Wow. How does it feel to be a pure breed? Do you feel powerful?
I'm not the only one, right? Here?
Yeah, I mean, I never took like an ancestry test, but I'm to my knowledge, it's just been Korean.
Yeah.
Since
same.
I don't know.
Pretty sure
beginning
Korean
of life. I don't
yeah.
know.
I agree as well.
So know, wait, Jody, are you also purebred?
Yes. I'm
oh my god, why am I here?
No, but hi, honestly, I think it's really common for people like our generation, Asians, especially like Asian Americans, because a lot of people who are like our parents' age or our grandparents' age, they didn't really migrate and like meet different races because they're still kind of like holed up in their respective countries. So I feel like that's why I feel like I know a lot of people who are just one like ethnicity. You know?
Oh.
Because they're all, like, Asian.
That makes sense.
And we're all just, like, one type of Asian. Like, I know a lot of people who are just Korean, just Japanese, just Chinese, like, just Taiwanese, like, all that stuff.
Ooh. Mm-mm. Well, fascinating.
Yeah, but then, yeah, I think, though, like, people, like, the most current generation, that's, I feel like, gonna change a lot. Because I think more and more, like, Asians are kind of reaching out and like, you know, dating. I see a lot of like Asian girls with Caucasian guys typically. So I feel like there's going to be a lot of mixed babies in the next years to come.
I agree as well.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I feel like everybody's just going to look really interesting.
Yeah, I will say in New Jersey specifically, I feel like we are such a mutt state. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Well, I'm not gonna lie. Like, we're all just kind of like a mixture of a bunch of different things. There's a ton of Italians for sure. Oh. Like, Jersey Italians are a huge thing. And, well, because like Jersey Shore and stuff like that, that's like a they're supposed to represent Jersey.
Wow, I like didn't know that. That's interesting.
Oh yeah, there's like a ton like New Jersey Italians because a lot of them are from Philadelphia too. So it's like Pennsylvania, New Jersey, traditional Italians who are very mean and feisty.
Oh my god, like Thai?
Okay, I see.
Yeah. Exactly. What is it? What the fuck did you just say to me, Jordan? You want to take that back, bitch?
Nah, I'm good.
You know, like, what else you're mixed with, Thai?
Yes. Spanish.
Spanish? But that's,
yeah, it's a small percentage, though. Russian, for sure.
Russian.
Yeah, I think it's actually a pretty significant amount of Russian.
What? I didn't know you're Russian.
My last name is Russian.
It is?
Well, I mean, it was stolen, but...
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of history with that.
Oh my god.
I mean, we used to have an Italian name, but my great-great-great-great-grandfather, he fled the country of Italy. He killed someone, and then he took...
Whoa!
Oh my God. Oh! Wait, what?
Yeah, and that's where Fogel came from. It's the dead man's name.
That's cool as heck. Yeah, what?
Oh my God!
Why have I never heard this before?
Well, because I don't know how to just bring that up. Like, we're just eating dinner one night, and I'm like, you know, my last name was taken from a dead man.
Yeah, I would have been super excited.
But, yeah, so that's our last name is Russian, but we are actually Russian. Irish, and I believe there's one other thing, but I can't remember what it is. Yeah, I think maybe it's just those four. Question mark. Maybe. I need to do an ancestry test again.
Yeah,
you should see what.
Yeah, yours would be like actually really interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like for like the rest of us, it would just be like, congratulations, you are 99.9% Asian. It's like, cool. Like, I didn't already know that.
But like, can't you also see like what your like ancestors like do and stuff like that? Like, what like interesting things that they've done like in their life?
Oh,
or is that something else?
I don't know if there would be enough data for that. Because whenever I've like, you know, like there were all those like fads where people bought those things and they would learn about their history. I feel like whenever I saw an Asian person do it, they didn't get as much data.
Okay.
It was mostly like the like European people who like got the most information out of it.
Damn it.
Yeah, I don't really know what that means. Like, maybe they just don't have like access to a lot of that stuff.
Yeah,
in Asia.
I don't know. Like, I guess like some families can be like secretive about it, because I know like my one friend's family couldn't find a lot of data. I don't remember what her ethnicity was. It wasn't Asian, but it was something else.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But like, maybe it has something to do with that? Question mark. I don't really know. Because, like, I also don't know how they're gathering that data.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But I know there's, like, a way to, like, see what, like, family members, like, back in the day, like, what they did and stuff like that. Like, what their jobs were. Yeah. And I was curious to see if I can find, like, an artist in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
Can you imagine if we all took like an ancestry and like one of us is like, yeah, 5% white? And we're like, what? Where is this from?
That happens to a lot of people. It's like that one, like when a lot of Europeans get it done and they have that 1% African American, which implies some very dark things in there. But,
oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But like that can totally happen. I wonder if that would happen with me. Yeah, now I'm like curious.
Possibly. I do feel like, yeah, since like if you're thinking about like the historical context, you would probably see some form of like mixing, but it might not be exactly like, I don't know, it's hard to like believe in it, you know.
Yeah, I don't know how accurate it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. Because it's just, like, what, your spit?
Yeah.
Your spit.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, how does your spit tell your ethnicity?
I don't know.
Wait, did anyone check
your DNA or something?
How much DNA is in spit?
Well, probably a lot. I mean, but then I think I saw that you have to really give them, like, a lot of spit.
Oh,
you have to, like, fill up a whole vial of spit.
How much spit do they think I can make?
Well, I feel like you just probably have to just stand over that tube for, like, a few minutes. Just, like, drooling over it.
Take me, like, an hour.
Just eat something sour, and then you'll just, like...
Oh, true.
Or, like, look at something sour.
This is totally random and gross, and I'm sorry. We could take this out of the podcast.
I mean, you're the one posting it.
Well, have you guys ever got like drug tested?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, I got drug tested.
Oh.
Well, it was in high school, and you know how they like purposely pick the good kids so they can be like, oh yeah, we don't have any druggy kids, because we tested all the kids who obviously wouldn't do drugs. So they called me back, they're like, we're gonna give you a drug test, and I was like, okay. They're like, here, pee in this cup. And I was like, cool.
Oh my God.
Like, have you guys ever had to pee in a cup? Like, I feel like you like, it's way more pee that comes out of your body than I ever thought.
Pee in a cup, yeah, for sure. Like when I've been to the like the doctors,
yeah,
I've had to pee in a cup before.
Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know, I was just thinking about that because we're talking about the spit thing and then we struggled to fill it up. But then we're here at the pee cup and it's just like, oh, there's no way I'm going to fill this. And then you fill it in 2 seconds. You're like, damn it. I'm going to take that out of the podcast. Thing... That's gross.
No, it's fine. I mean, you do you. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I want pee talk in our podcast. I know we talked about like quitter scum last week, but still.
Oh my god, that was a journey.
I can't believe you drew that. What? Why before you choose to draw?
Yeah, I didn't really have a lot of ideas.
Oh yeah, I guess I liked... you couldn't without it getting really explicit.
True. I liked that one. So I was like, I'm just gonna do this one. I slightly censored it. I didn't write clitoris. I just wrote clit.
Okay. I don't think this is gonna
keeps it, you know, slightly mysterious.
Everybody knows what you're talking about.
Well, I also wrote it very small, so not everyone is gonna go and look at it.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, we also reached 500 listeners.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know why. Wait, 500 listeners or 500 clicks?
500 plays.
Oh shit. So how many people do you think come back and actually enjoy this every week that we don't know?
I wonder.
No, I would honestly be surprised if we had more than 3 active listeners.
Check our statistics.
I would be surprised.
Okay, if you're an active listener right now, go on our Instagram at Sunshine Train Instagram and just comment and be like, I am an active listener. I am curious.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Calling them out.
Yeah. And let us know, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you would buy clitoris gum, 10 being I would buy 10 packs.
Oh, then God.
1 being I would buy 0.
We're not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
By this imaginary gum.
Not sponsored, but I wish I was.
I mean, well, okay, but then what if someone says that they would? What would that say about them? Like, as a person?
It would say they like the taste of clit. That's what it would say.
I don't want to associate with that kind of person.
Well, that sounds like a you problem. Because there are plenty of people who...
That'd be funny if they like came out and they were like, yeah, I'd buy it, and then we like banned them afterwards or something.
We're like, cool. Them. We're like, cool, never associate with us again.
It's like, thanks for outing yourself. This is the police. You're under arrest.
We just gang up on them and start laughing at them.
And that's how you catch criminals.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. This is just a joke, JK. We're just joking, okay, guys?
No, I'm not.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. I never joke.
Yeah, what is shit? I don't joke ever. No.
I never joke about clitoris gum.
Yeah, me either. And I pitched it, so I'm serious.
You know what? Take Ty away. She's the one who pitched it. She's the one.
Bitch, I don't fucking need this.
We are so off topic. Anyways, Lindsay, what's your next places you want to go?
Oh yeah, we're still not done with
Oh yeah, Lindsay, come on, man. How'd you let this get so out of control?
It was interesting, though.
No.
No, not that. Oh, but, like, Lindsay, heritage and stuff.
Lindsay, sometimes you just gotta be like, guys, shut the fuck up. I'm talking.
Well, about Japan, I was just gonna say that I was looking forward to going to the Studio Ghibli Museum. Because I got tickets to that, and I was like, oh man.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I don't think I went when I went, because we didn't know that you had to get, like, tickets well in advance.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you refund the ticket or something? Or?
Yeah, we got refunds, which is good. Good. Yeah.
Because you're not, like, allowed to film or take pictures inside.
Yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
It's really, like, secretive.
Man. You should go to like the Japan like Universal too. I've heard that like they added like more like new stuff. I've seen in TikTok and I was like, that is so cool. Go to Japan. Go to Universal.
Well, I think everyone's gonna want to go to the Super Mario.
Oh yeah.
Whatever it's called. Yes. Oh yeah.
It does look pretty, like it's small, but I feel like the amount of stuff and like detail that they put into just that one little small section is really, it's really cool.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Like, I would just have fun like walking around, like looking at everything for a few hours.
Oh yeah, true. Do you have any specific place you want to go to Japan, like in Japan?
Well, I was like, we were planning to go to Tokyo, ooh, Hiroshima, and Kyoto, I think.
Ooh. Yeah. Wait, why Hiroshima?
That's where my family's from.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that would be fun. I would want to get some okonomiyaki there.
Okonomiyaki! Okay. Sickening. Oh, God.
Jody, we have to go to the Asian market when we go. I need to get fucking food.
I
mean,
we're gonna
sorry.
Make curry, so
yes.
Ooh. Oh man,
apple curry. Ooh.
Look, you're invited.
No, but I can't.
Okay, fine. Fine.
I think I might. There is like a chance that I'll be going later this year, like to Florida to get the rest of my stuff. I just don't know when.
You know what? Another trip.
Second trip. Same place.
Yeah, because like my mom just said, like you should just go, like this year and just get your stuff so you don't ever have to go there again. I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right.
Why, you never want to go again?
I mean, I wouldn't go, like, by myself.
Okay, fair.
I'll go.
Because, like, I think my, like, I'm planning to go with my mom. Mm-mm. And that's not, I love going on vacations with, like, family, but it's literally just going there and getting my stuff. It's not really a vacation, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's just going because she said that, I need help. I even said, like, you don't have to come. She's like, no, you need help. And I'm like,
okay, mom.
I'm not gonna fight you.
Sure thing, mom. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, she probably thinks I'm too weak to handle it by myself.
Damn, dramatic.
It's probably faster.
I mean, we're
though.
Both weak. Yeah. It is faster, yeah. And then she said that, like, she would rent a car.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It would be easier. I'm like, yeah, you're right, mom. You're always right.
Moms are always right. Scientifically
are always right. Yeah. But yeah, I think for me that would happen, like if I were to go this year, probably be like middle of June. I think.
Oh yeah, there's no way I can make that trip.
Yeah, like no one from like Ringling would be there, so I would probably just go. I would probably be able to see Sang. Well, I would have to see Sang because she's at the house.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it. Mm-mm. Yeah, yeah.
Any other places, Lindsay?
I mean, besides that, I thought it'd be cool to go to like the UK sometime. That'd be fun. London or like Ireland or something.
Ooh, yeah.
London.
Yeah.
Why London? I'm just curious. I'm not throwing any shade to the London people.
I don't know.
Just like, I'm just curious.
I just want to see, like, I don't know. I think British culture is interesting.
Like their tea.
Yeah. See,
I'm gonna be honest, I never really had an interest in going to the UK.
Oh really?
Like London, and I don't know what else is in the UK.
There is Big Ben.
What the hell? Yeah,
that's all I know.
Really. I don't, because the biggest thing I think is because I always hear that the food is bad there.
Me too.
And if the food is bad on vacation, I don't want to go.
Yeah, I hear it's like very like not good. Like it doesn't taste. Like there's really? Not a lot of taste.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
So sad.
Very bland. Mm. Not not the best.
I mean,
and I'm like, look, I know that there's, like, you know, interest in culture and, like, what they lack in, like, the culinary arts, they probably gain in, you know, like, interesting national, like, monuments and, like, museums and stuff like that. Like, I'm sure they have a lot of cool stuff, but I don't know, food is just so important to me.
You know, my dad said when he went to Germany for a business trip, their food there is also not great.
Really?
Germany?
Yeah.
I heard German food was good.
I mean, he could have possibly been looking in the wrong place. Like, that's totally a possibility. Because he was on a business trip. He wasn't there for, like, fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he said the food there wasn't great.
I want to try German sausages.
Try their beer!
That's what he tried, and he hated it.
Ooh, and the beer.
Ooh. What?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, he said it was, like, too much. It was, like, ew.
Aww.
I mean, it doesn't mean you guys won't like it. My dad's pretty picky with food.
Aww. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it could be, like, different cultures, kind of, like, I don't know. What's the... like, taste buds, kind of. It's different.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, like, they're, like, in Korea, Korean people come to America, they're like, yo, this is too sweet, this is too greasy, this is too much, because it's not, you know, towards their taste.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, it's hard to expect, like, places that aren't, like, the actual places to be able to replicate it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, there's a lot of factors.
Yeah.
Interesting, interesting.
Oh, that sucks, though. Bad food. But hey, the culture might be good. Oh, the buildings. Architecture. Oof.
Yeah, France has a lot of cool architecture.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know you could sleep in the Eiffel Tower?
What?
That's not mine.
There's a hotel and there's a hotel room in the fucking Eiffel Tower. Could just sleep there for a night.
God, that must be expensive.
I just saw that in, like, I don't know, in one of the, I don't know where I came across, and I just saw it one day, and I was like, what the fuck?
It's probably, like, Facebook
or
something.
Yeah, probably share Facebook.
One of those, like, insider videos.
Insider. You know you could stay inside the Eiffel Tower in France?
Or TikTok.
Ty would flip the shit out because of heights.
Oh my god, I would never. My dad and my brother, when we went to New York, were like, oh, we're going in the Empire State Building, you want to come? And I'm like, fuck no, I don't want to go. Like, excuse you, like, what?
Oh, fun though.
I don't care. That is too much. I'm so scared of heights.
Oh, wait, like, can you, so, like, if you were in a building and it was really high and they had, like, the glass panel flooring, you couldn't stand on
it? Oh, no, you know what happens?
What?
I start getting dizzy. And, like, I start, like, actually having a panic attack.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, really?
Didn't I tell you guys about my, LA, not LA trip. It was to the Redwood Forest in California.
Oh, I think I remember, like, that one episode in
Sunshine. Yeah, I had an episode while we were in the Redwood Forest.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we were on a trail, and the trail started going, like, up really, really high, and the walkway was so thin to walk on that, it, like, if you fell, like, you would fall, like, 60 feet. Like, it was
oh
scary.
My god.
So I'm just, like, hugging the wall like an asshole. And this girl, and it was a two-way path. Like, it should not have been a two-way path.
Oh, I remember the story.
Oh, yeah, you get it. But, like, the girl came towards me and I started having a panic attack.
Yeah,
so I'm very, very scared of heights.
Damn.
Oh, man.
So you can catch me outside of the Empire State Building because I'm not going up in it.
I always really love going up in those, like, I guess, like, skyscraper-like buildings.
Oh, you can have it!
Well, because I just feel like you get such a, like, fresh perspective.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I remember when I was in Japan, we went to, like, I think it's Skytree?
Oh, yeah.
Tokyo Skytree?
Oh!
It's not even, like, I don't think it's, like, really that tall. I think they had, like, diagrams, like, you know, comparing it to, you know, the Empire State Building and other really tall buildings in the world, and it wasn't super tall, but, like, when you go up, it it is tall, you know, yeah, for like a person. And they had those little glass panels installed in the floor where you could kind of just stand right on top of it and look down. It was really cool. Ooh. And just looking out through the windows and seeing the entire city, it's just such a amazing view.
True.
I just get a really big
Have you seen like those like city lights during the nighttime?
Oh, yeah,
so pretty.
It's such a it's breathtaking. I love those kind of views.
Yeah, see, I think I wish I could like those types of views, but I can't get past like the anxiety.
That makes sense.
Like, I really wish I could like be one of those people who can just like sit on the edge of like a fucking drop and just be like, oh, this is really pretty. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do when I go visit the Grand Canyon.
Oh,
like, because I want to go so bad. Like, because it's so beautiful, but I'm going to have a fucking heart attack the whole time.
But, like, the Grand Canyon, I mean, I think there's, like, an area where you just kind of, like, overlook the canyon. Does that still...
Yeah, that still gets like, me.
Oh, okay.
You know, do you remember when I was playing The Last Guardian?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so, in that game, there's, like, some serious fucking height shit like later in the game. And I remember I was playing it on my TV, and I still got that fucking... horrible anxiety.
Oh man,
you would fucking hate like those VR games then.
Yeah, and it's like weird because like I like roller coasters. But I guess
maybe it's because like for roller coasters you're going so fast that your mind can't process how high up you are, so it's just like a really quick like, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's it too. Like, I don't really have time to like start spiraling because it takes me a second to like start spiraling.
Yeah, because you're going so fast, you don't think about the height. You're just like, oh my god, this is going so fast. Woo!
Yeah.
And then, like, by the time you realize how high up you are, it's, like, over.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Damn.
That would be so interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know, like, I've watched, like, clips of celebrities playing, like, those VR games where, especially in Korea, I don't know if they have these in America, but in Korea, the VR scene, if you can call it that, it's really big. People really enjoy it. So they have whole, I guess, arcades dedicated to VR games.
Like a VR cafe kind of thing?
Yeah, like a VR cafe. And you just pay a certain amount for certain hours, and you could just play whatever you want in there.
Yeah.
And it honestly looks really fun. I would totally go, because they have such a variety of games. Like, they have first person shooters, and they have this one where you're having like the POV of someone standing on the edge of a skyscraper, so whenever you look down it's like you're up on top of a skyscraper. And it seems really like crazy, but it's so funny watching people like play that one.
Oh my god,
they're just so like scared shitless.
Yeah,
but I really want to try it. It seems so like interesting.
Oh my god, yeah, you should.
Because yeah, like I think what they did in the one video that I watched, they like they have you walk on a really shallow plank.
Yeah.
So it kind of feels like you're slightly suspended in the air, but the ground is, like, right there.
Ooh.
So there's, like, a little bit of that, I guess, 4D-ness. But you're totally safe. It's just the illusion.
Ooh, yeah. VRs, oh my god. So fun. They're so fun. Like, I would recommend getting it. Did you know there's, like, VRs? Like, what's it called? There's, like, this thing that, like, you wear like a vest kind of thing, and it like holds you tight, so like you could like actually run in the game. Like there's like specific shoes.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's like it's a thing. Oh. They sell it. It's like you have to wear this vest, and it keeps you like hold, so in case you don't like fall over or backwards. And you wear this specific shoe, and there's like this small dome that you're supposed to stand in. And when you run, it actually feels like you're running in the game while you're wearing your VR.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, shit.
And it's cool. They're selling it right now. I might have a picture. I don't know. I'll show you guys. But it's so cool. Like, I kind of want to buy one.
Yeah, VR is definitely, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to learn more about it, maybe, like, in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
It gives me, like, motion sickness and
Yeah, I feel like it would probably mess with my head a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can't even kayak, so I don't know how that's gonna work.
Oh, it's gonna be a journey. I'm looking for it. Where is it?
I heard that, God, what is that game called? Is it, like Resident Evil?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
There's, like, the, it's, like, the scariest VR game. Like, game to play in VR.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah! I play.
I've seen people play it before, and it looks so intense. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
They, like, put the, like, knife right to your eyeball, and it just feels so disturbing.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, like, I agree. Like, I had, like, my brother had Resident Evil, and I played that game in VR.
Yeah. Oh, he had the VR one?
We had the VR, but he said it, but we had a VR with Resident Evil. My sister played it, and I played it, and I shit you not, I was screaming! Like, fucking, like... I was just sitting down and playing, and I was like, okay, like, and then there's this lady you had to fight, but she's coming at you with a fucking chainsaw, and then, like, I'm dying, and then, like, she's chainsawing me, like, she's, you could literally, like, see that she's chainsawing you, and then you could see, like, the blood splat, and I'm like, oh my god,
that's so crazy.
Like, it's, she's right in front, you're just getting chainsawed, you're just getting sawed to death, and then after, like, she chainsaws, like, it's either your head pops off, and, like, you're, I feel like that one, yeah, it's and also wild. There's also, like, another villain. He's like the bee kind of, like, fly master or some shit, and he chases you with that, and it's like, ew! I swear to god, that's the nastiest shit. I don't know, like, VR gives you the whole different experience than just,
oh yeah,
oh my god,
that's the whole point.
I swear to god, playing that game, I thought I was gonna get, like, anxiety attack 24/7.
Yeah, I got spooked just, like, watching someone else play it through, like, another screen. Yeah.
Like, it's a fun experience. God. It's, like, really fun to play, but, like, oh my god, experiencing it like that is who.
I don't know if I would have fun playing that. I feel like I would probably just end up crying.
Oh, safe.
Well, you know, like, they're, the community for Alien Isolation made a VR version for it.
No really? Way!
Oh my god, Ty, you have to play
that. I don't have a VR headset, though.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and they're so expensive.
Buy, like, the pre-owned ones. I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that'll be something down the line that I get, but I'm not, like, super, like...
Interested.
Well, yeah, because, like, it's not really, like, where I kind of want it to be yet. For me to, like, want to put money down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, once the technology is, like, more figured out, then maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, since it's a like, mod that people made, there's problems with it.
Oh.
Especially in the motion sickness department.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I do want to play it one day. It's on my list.
Yeah.
And I need a break anyway, because fucking that last playthrough killed me.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, I sent y'all link. It's the Vertwix Omni 1 is a 360 degree VR treadmill.
Ooh. Oh wow,
that's a treadmill.
It's kind of like a treadmill because, like, you're legit running.
Oh my god, you can get
yeah.
Ah, that's
heck yeah.
I think right now for that game they have, like, Skyrim. So a lot of people have been playing, like, Skyrim in that game.
Oh my god, I love Skyrim.
I know. Wow, oh my god,
that's cool looking.
You could, like, they would probably come up with, like, a lot of zombie games with this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man.
It's like you're running from a zombie apocalypse.
Deal. You know what? If they have
that would work.
If they have Last of Us in this VR game, I'm sold. I'm buying a VR. I'm buying that game. I'm done. I'm sold. Ellie. Yes.
Ellie.
What in tarnation?
What in tarnation? Somebody have an ambulance outside?
Yeah, I don't know what the police are doing.
Just roll me Stop down.
They're after our one viewer who wants that gum.
Oh, better watch out.
We heard about your
So wait a second, did we all say the places we want to visit?
Not Stacy.
Yeah,
Stacy,
go.
Oh yeah, I'm last.
My God, we're like how far in the fuck? Oh God, we're an hour in. Jesus Christ, hurry up.
I mean, that's fine because like I was a little afraid that we would kind of just be listing like just geographical locations, just be like, sick. Cool. All right, next.
No, go ahead. Tell us your story.
Yeah.
Okay, so. I want to go to Canada.
Canada!
I've already been to Canada, technically once. Oh. But I want to go to the other side of Canada that I haven't been at. Like the Niagara Falls, Montreal side.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Because I didn't give a shit until I watched this one Korean drama. And then everybody wanted to go to Montreal after that. Whoa. That's like, honestly, I feel like that's the main reason why I want to travel to like a lot of places. It's because I saw like a drama being shot there.
Oh my God, fact.
And I'm just like, damn, that looks amazing. I want to go there. So yeah. Yeah. I also didn't know, like, before I watched that drama, I didn't know that it was kind of like more like French European influenced, like in their architecture and like the people who live there. So I was like, oh, that's actually really different. Like, I don't know, because it's like really, it's literally just right above the US, but the culture is so different there. So I feel like it'd be really cool to just like,
yeah,
be like in New York and then just drive up to Montreal and be in a completely different environment, you know?
Yeah, that's how I felt about like just European countries in general, how they can just be like, oh yeah, I drove 2 hours and I went to fucking, you know, London. Yeah. And I got over to fucking France. And I was just so like, cool. Great, I've been in Florida for 9 years. I'm still driving.
Yeah, so Montreal is definitely sick. New Zealand, already talked about that. I want to go to Greece, even though I know that the economy is like not the best.
Yeah. Oh, why is that?
I think it has something to do with like their currency.
Uh-oh.
I don't know too much of the details, it's just like what I have heard.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but like, you know, Santorini, it looks so beautiful. I just like want to see it for myself just once, you know.
Yeah,
it's such a nice vacation spot. I feel like I see so much art inspired by just that one tiny little ocean town.
Ooh.
It just looks nice. Mm-hmm. I want to go there.
Oh my God.
And I sound like Bugs Bunny.
Like Aaron's dad from Game Grumps. Okay. What is it? No, you gotta. Okay, look, after this podcast, just look up Aaron's dad compilation Game Grumps and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
Okay.
You know, I'll just send you a clip after this. Don't even worry about it.
Oh my God.
Okay. There's like a whole part in the video where he's just like, eh.
I'm trying to think. Oh, I want to go to Switzerland.
Switzerland for chocolate.
Swiss. Yes. I really want to try their hot chocolate. Specifically their hot chocolate.
Is that what they're known for?
I don't know, but I saw someone get a hot chocolate there and I was like, that's what I want to do. I'm very easy to influence, as you can tell. I have that mentality of like a toddler where they just see someone with something and then they're like, I want that. And then they get it.
Oh God. That is not how, yeah. That's not how you teach a child.
I'm just a slightly bigger toddler.
Oh god, no. Toddlers are like my worst fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not the best types of humans.
God.
Chocolate.
Yeah, Swiss chocolate, man. Swiss miss. Yo, you know?
Cheese. Oof.
Yeah, the cheese. I want to go like during the winter because I think I've heard that like Switzerland in the winter is really beautiful. Yeah. I've seen a lot of people do the paragliding there.
Ooh.
That looks really cool. I've also seen a drama that was shot partially in Switzerland.
Oh, not really.
Yeah. They go everywhere now. The budgets have just blown up in the K-drama industry. It's insane. They go everywhere now.
Ooh. Dude, we should just compile all the places we want to go and just make that as like one of our travel plans.
That would be so expensive.
Yeah, I have $1 million.
I mean, I'm not saying.
Okay, actually, I don't because I spent it on the fucking space hotel.
I know, we have to go to space.
For Jody. Hey, oh you know, if you die there, pretty cool.
I guess. What a way to go.
Well, yeah, what a way to go. I mean,
I guess.
Isn't that like suffocation, probably?
Yeah, your eyes explode.
No, I do. I do not want to die that way.
Never mind.
Are you kidding
every
me?
Cartoon ever has told me my eyes will explode and I'm going to be really disappointed if that's not what happens.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus indeed. Because you'll be seeing him in 10 minutes.
I don't know, man.
Bitch, what the fuck?
No, Jody, you can go to space. I'm
nah,
good here.
Nah, I'd rather just go to the deep part of Mariana and like swim with the fucking monster.
Dead people?
Oh yeah, sure. One with the ocean, I guess.
No, if it's space or ocean, I'm not going.
Hey, if you had to choose one, space or ocean, which one would you choose?
Space.
Space.
Yeah, fuck the Kraken, I'm scared.
Fuck the Kraken.
Dude, like, the sea is freaking terrifying.
Yeah, man.
There are so many unknown species, like, just living there, just chilling.
Yeah, like
right
the blip.
As we speak.
What the hell? What?
You guys know what the fucking blip is?
Wait, I feel like I've heard that like term before.
Okay, well let me tell you a story about the blip. This is totally something to do with the podcast.
I feel like I've heard that.
Okay, so the blip is the loudest recorded sound ever recorded in the ocean.
Oh.
So it was so loud that radar could pick it up from like thousands and thousands of miles away. And it was theorized that it was indeed a giant ocean monster. But it turns out that it's not that, and they actually found out recently that it was glaciers possibly crashing together. So that was the sound, which I feel is already disappointing. But if you look up the sound, it's the scariest fucking sound I've ever heard in my life.
Oh,
and they're just like, "Yeah, we'll call it the blip," and I'm like, "That's fucking stupid."
The blip.
Like, yeah, it's a blip, and I'm like, "No, it's not. That's like a fucking angry whale, from Alien."
Blip.
Oh my god.
Angry alien whale.
Terrifying.
Yeah. It is terrifying.
Yeah, I don't fuck with the ocean. I don't even swim in the ocean anymore. I like to just look at it from a distance.
I like swimming in the ocean.
I definitely do not like swimming in
the
ocean.
Is it because it's gross? Because like in Jersey it's gross.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just so dirty.
How are the California coast oceans?
Ours is trash, in my opinion.
Okay, fair.
I think if you go, like, further south, they're better, but I don't really remember, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing for the East Coast. Like, the further south you go, the better. Mm-hmm. Jody, what are you fucking doing, man?
Wait, you're a fish.
What?
You don't know what to do.
It's a globfish.
Dude, this meme.
Jody, have you never seen that meme before?
Oh no, I've seen it. It's a very old meme, but it still makes me laugh every time I look at it.
Oh my god.
When your weird fish is sad, you don't know. sorry, we were...
Wait, isn't that like... Because I've heard that blobfishes only look like that when they're like... What?
It's because of the ocean pressure.
Yeah, like they're in pain in that state.
Yeah, so I would also be sad if I was a blobfish.
Yeah.
They're pretty... And they're actually like a lot cuter when they're healthy and happy. And I was like, aw, that's sad.
Jordy, did you block me on Venmo? I think that's what the problem is.
I didn't block you in Venmo.
I can't find you.
Also, I think I've tried blobfish stew in Korea.
Ew, is it good?
Oh my god.
It was pretty, like, bussing.
I fucking can't.
We've gone full circle.
I hate this.
And without
girl.
The podcast is over, everybody go home.
Your shit bussing. All right. Where's the block menu?
I don't know.
I don't think I blocked you. I think you blocked me.
I didn't block you. I think I did block you, but like I don't know where you went.
Yes. Yeah, you blocked me, you bitch!
Well, like, what the fuck?
What do you mean, what the fuck? You blocked me! Ask yourself!
How come Jody Kim 3 and 2 exist, but 1 does not?
Fucking go to your settings, and click privacy, and click blocked users, and then okay, unblock
hold on.
The foul beast. Hold
on. Settings, privacy, blocked users. Jody Kim, I blocked Sang too, I don't know why. Okay, you're unblocked.
That must have been, like, ages ago.
I'll unblock Sang as well.
And add them again. They're like, what the fuck?
There you go. Now you guys are welcome to pay me money. Thank you.
Ty.
What?
You can't find you.
I unblocked you. Refresh the app. Bitch, I don't want to stay in a hotel with her anymore.
What do you mean?
I swear to God, if you're like this the whole trip, I will fucking end you.
I think you already know the answer to that, and I don't need to answer it. You signed off for this shit. Boohoo. 192.
Wow.
So is that the end?
There you go. There you go.
Do you have anything to add, Stacey?
Why me?
Because you're the last person.
Oh,
I paid you, bitch.
Thank you.
I wrote this hotel be bussin'.
I'm barking you again.
Yes. Anything else to add, Stacey?
Well, she's probably trying to, but.
You know, I don't think I do.
Lindsay, anything?
I'm good. I think I'm done.
Yeah, I also think I'm fucking done.
Done
with what? No. I don't know.
Well,
done with your shit.
Everybody hold up your hands. We talked about peeing in a cup and traveling today. Oh my god, okay, well.
Bye!
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. Please travel if you can afford it. Go to the moon if you can afford it. If you can't afford it, I don't know how to help you. Listen to videos of the blip online. Have a good day. Thank you.
Be safe. COVID. Wear your fucking mask.
It is April 2021. I think everybody knows, except for the people who don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's for them. Wear a fucking mask.
Good PSA.
You're nasty.
I don't think you on the podcast is going to convince them.
You know what? I'm just saying, man. You wear a mask. It doesn't hurt. You know, you got your vaccine. Still wear a mask.
Please do. Yes.
Yeah, I don't want your nasty ass germs on my fucking face and my glasses, please.
Yeah, please do. And if you don't, stay home. And I don't want to ever see you again. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
You as well. Please comment. Our Instagram. Sunshine Train.
Did you just say you as well? I'm not talking to you.
Please find us. Sunshine Train with friends in Instagram.
I have no friends.
Anyway, bye. Bye!